This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Aurora police arrested 16 people while investigating a kidnapping earlier this month. The crime occurred at the Aurora apartment complex that has been at the heart of the nation's fight over immigration. Now, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports some advocates say APD may have broken the law.
Colorado has strict rules about when police can turn someone over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Advocates say Aurora police handed over at least five people to ICE without federal arrest warrants. The American Civil Liberties Union says doing so was a violation of state law, and the group is threatening to sue Aurora police. Witnesses say police allegedly detained dozens of people, including children, for more than an hour outside the apartment building in the cold without an official arrest. People were allegedly denied access to restrooms and medications. Officers allegedly separated children from their guardians. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Former President Jimmy Carter left a big mark in Crested Butte over the years. Christopher Hensley, director of the Crested Butte Adaptive Sports Center, says the Carters helped the nonprofit fundraise and would bring students from Atlanta to ski in Crested Butte.
They started bringing some of those kids who would have different disabilities. You know, the Adaptive Sports Center would take on those kids, and then regular ski school would take on the able-bodied kids. But the Carters would be really involved.
Rosalind Carter was also an early board member for the Adapted Sports Center, which now serves around 1,200 athletes a year. High winds will be blowing across the Front Range today. The gusts are expected to reach up to 70 miles per hour. That, combined with low humidity, has most of eastern Colorado facing high wildfire risk. This is CPR News and KRCC.